For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver football team will head to Sioux Falls and take on the Augustana Vikings this weekend, joined by Zolly Kaplan, senior linebacker out of St. Louis Park. Let's start with that. You're listed as a linebacker, but you're kind of a rover. How would you classify your position?
I love my position. I'm kind of a hybrid. I'm not really put in a box with what I can do. I love coming up off the edge, stand up off the edge, but I can also drop in coverage, do a little man coverage. It's just really fun.
Teams know you're out there, obviously, after all these years. What are some of the unique things that you're seeing opponents doing to try to take you out of the game as much as they can?
A lot of tight ends, a lot of double teams, really trying to seal me on the edge so they can't run around me.
If they're doubling you, that means somebody else is not. How does the rest of this defense have to kind of work together to make all of this work?
We always have to work together to achieve our goals. But like you said, if there's two guys on me, someone should be free. So I take that with a grain of salt for what it is. And hopefully that guy is coming free if I'm occupied by two.
How frustrating was week one against Minnesota State?
It was frustrating. You know, it was obviously a game we all know we should have won. It really just comes down to who's going to make less mistakes. And it really just came down to a handful of plays, just like almost every game. You know, you give us back one of those plays, we win the game. You give us back two of those plays, we beat them considerably. So it was just frustrating, especially because defense played really well in the second half. And, you know, we're a fourth quarter team. The whole team rallied in the second half. And, you know, we all kind of thought we had it locked until those crazy plays came up. But we're ready to get our first 1-0 of the week.
How much, as a captain, have you and the other guys, who, by the way, all the other captains are on the offensive side, how have you guys tried to get across to the rest of the team of let's put your head down and get back to work this week?
I think everyone knows the goal and what it's going to take to get the win this week. Honestly, I don't think we need to rally the troops. I think everyone's rallied and ready to get another win over Augie.
Watching what this offense can do, your offense, I'm sure you're glad you don't have to play against them in a game. As a defense, though, it's a quick strike offense. You guys know you're going to be on the field a lot. How are you ready for that time of possession? What, quite honestly, should be a mismatch because your offense can score so quickly.
Mm-hmm. We're used to it. They go really fast in practice, which is great for us because it gets us conditioned and gets us set on the ball. And hopefully it's a good wrinkle of our offense for other guys. But yeah, when we come off the field, we hit the bench, do a quick regroup, figure out what we got to attack on the next drive, and then we got our helmets on, we're ready to go, waiting for the offense to get that score and get our chance to get back out there.
Augustana beat you guys in the regular season last year. You beat them when it counted in the playoffs. That doesn't matter one bit this week, does it?
No, it doesn't matter, but hopefully they saw our game against Mankato, and they're overlooking us again, just like last year. And we know what happened last year, so we're ready to go take our stadium back over there in Sioux Falls.
How much of a factor was last year's success in getting guys, quote-unquote, bought in this summer and keeping guys here and getting guys all the work that they needed to get done to hopefully get back to the playoffs again?
Yeah. Last year obviously felt great, making history. And it's just the goal here on out. That's the bar. We set the bar, and every season here on out, that should be the standard. Like I said, guys really just bought in on their own. Everyone wants to get another ring on their finger. Everyone wants to make it to the playoffs again. Everyone wants to go beat Colorado again, or have the chance to at least. So, yeah, everyone just knows how good it feels to do that again, or will feel. And, that's a goal every year.
How has the culture of this program changed in your time here?
You know, it actually hasn't changed too much. You know, the motto since I got here has been grind the axe, and that hasn't changed. Our standard hasn't changed. Now it's just how do we take that next step, get past the second round of playoffs, beat School of Mines or whoever it is, and just from from a week two standpoint. How do we go 1-0 this week, and how do we get the opportunity to get back to the playoffs?
You know that a loss or two, as good as this league is, isn't the end of the world. You got a little bit of an insurance policy, but not much after loss in week one, is it?
No. No. You know, we were kind of in the same position after week four last year. You know, we were 2-2. We had to look ourselves in the mirror, and I think that's where we're at right now. Where do we want to go from here? But, you know, we're not hanging our heads. We're not down on ourselves. We all know we should have won that game. So now it's just motivation to go prove what we can do against Augie.
How has all of the life experiences of playing Beaver football and coming to school here prepared you for the real world?
Football, no matter where you play, is going to teach you life lessons. Being on time, playing as a unit, playing with doing your job, your one job, and grinding the axe, you know? I can grind the axe my whole life and whatever asset of my life it is. But, yeah, just really doing that with the people around you makes it all worth it.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate that.